Building on Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 9, Darkness or Light. Isaiah 50:10 WEB. He who walks in darkness and has no light, let him trust in Yahweh's name and rely on his God. John 8:12 WEB. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Colossians 1:13-14 ESV. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. End of verses. We saw in the last chapter how avoiding deception involves discerning right versus wrong, righteous versus unrighteous, and good versus evil. Scripture often refers to these differences as light versus darkness. Consider these verses. Job 30:26 WEB. When I looked for good, then evil came. When I waited for light, there came darkness. Isaiah 5:20 WEB. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Isaiah 59:9 WEB. Therefore is justice far from us, and righteousness doesn't overtake us. We look for light but see darkness, for brightness but we walk in obscurity. End of verse. Let's consider what else Scripture has to say about darkness and light. A new section titled, Those in Darkness Can't See. Scripture also associates light and darkness with seeing or not seeing, knowing or not knowing, being saved or not being saved. Just as people in physical darkness can't see or easily understand physical things, likewise people in spiritual darkness can't see or understand spiritual things. Consider these verses. John 12:35 WEB. Jesus therefore said to them, Yet a little while the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, that darkness doesn't overtake you. He who walks in the darkness doesn't know where he is going. Matthew 6:22-23 NIV. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If, then, the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Luke 11:34-36 ESV. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is full of light. But when it is bad, your body is full of darkness. Therefore be careful, lest the light in you be darkness. If, then, your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, it will be wholly bright, as when a lamp with its rays gives you light. 1 John 2:9-11 WEB. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in the darkness even until now. He who loves his brother remains in the light, and there is no occasion for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in the darkness, and walks in the darkness, and doesn't know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. End of verses. A new section titled, Light Comes from God. Spiritual light comes from God through Jesus. We enter into that light through faith in Jesus. We all start out in spiritual darkness. Consider these verses. Matthew 4:16 WEB. The people who sat in darkness saw a great light. To those who sat in the region and shadow of death, to them light has dawned. John 1:1-5 WEB. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him was not anything made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness hasn't overcome it. John 1:9 WEB. The true light that enlightens everyone was coming into the world. John 8:12 WEB. Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. John 12:46 WEB. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me may not remain in the darkness. 2 Corinthians 4:6 WEB. Seeing it is God who said, Light will shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. 1 John 1:5 WEB. This is the message which we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. End of verse. Though spiritual light comes from God, and the devil is associated with spiritual darkness, the devil and those who follow him try to deceive people into thinking that their ways are spiritual light. Paul warns us in 2 Corinthians 11:13-15 ESV, "For such people are false apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising, then, if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve." End of verses. A new section titled, "Jesus' Followers Are in Light." Jesus gives spiritual light to those who follow him. Those who don't follow Jesus remain in spiritual darkness. Consider these verses. Acts 26:16-18 WEB. "I have appeared to you for this purpose, to open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive remission of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me." Ephesians 5:8 WEB. "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Colossians 1:13-14 ESV. "He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." 1 Thessalonians 5:5 ESV. "For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness." 1 Peter 2:9 ESV. "But you're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." End of verse. A new section titled, "People Who Do Evil Hate the Light." Many unsaved people don't want spiritual light. Consider these verses. John 3:19-20 WEB. "This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their works were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and doesn't come to the light, lest his works would be exposed." John 7:7 WEB. "The world can't hate you, but it hates me, because I testify about it, that its works are evil." A new section titled, "Light and Darkness Don't Mix Well." Just as physical light and darkness are incompatible with each other, likewise spiritual light and darkness are incompatible. Consider these verses. 2 Corinthians 6:14 WEB. "Don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness and iniquity? Or what fellowship has light with darkness?" 1 John 1:6 WEB. "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in the darkness, we lie and don't tell the truth." 1 John 2:9 WEB. "He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in the darkness even until now." End of verse. A new section titled, "Expose Works of Darkness." We should not participate in works of darkness, but rather expose them. Consider these verses. Romans 13:12 WEB. "The night is far gone and the day is near. Let's therefore throw off the works of darkness, and let's put on the armor of light." Ephesians 5:11-14 ESV. "Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, 'Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.'" End of verses. For further reflection, have you been deceived thinking something is spiritual light that is actually spiritual darkness?